Okay, you can proceed.
Okay, hi. My name's Randy Wallenhorst. I'm a part-time resident at condo 39770 East Sun Drive, which is directly across the street, not the same complex that most of these folks are from. Purchased the property about 3 years ago. My wife looked at the property. We were intrigued at the fact that we had a balcony that, of course, looked over 54, but we overlooked that and the fact that we could actually see the bay. Don't get here that often. Am here most of the summer. I'm a teacher. And disappointed when I did come that I couldn't sit out on my balcony and have the view that I thought I bought when I bought the condo. And I know that's not a safety issue. It's not a other issue, but it is a value issue.
Yes, sir. And I'm sorry to interrupt, yeah, but unless it has, you feel, a substantial adverse effect other than view, the federal government does not has ruled, well, through the Supreme Court that no one's entitled to a view. So
right, but I just stated that it could affect my value. When I bought the property, I looked out and saw water. Mm-hmm. I wanted the property.
Okay.
So if somebody else comes, they see the tent, whatever, it's going to distinguish, you know, or deplete the value of the property. That 54, as somebody said before, is just a mess. I see accidents out my front door whenever I'm there, which isn't that often, and when I am, there's accidents. So I'm sure that tent doesn't help with that situation at all, but that's all I have. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Are those exhibits you wish to submit?
Yeah, they were just pictures of the scene across. Okay. Never mind.
Okay.
I'm taking what you just said.
All right. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Linda Bowers.
You can pull that mic back. Well, you can pull this one back in, and then you can stand. There you go.
Good evening. My name is Linda Bowers. I'm a full-time resident at Lighthouse View Townhouses Condominium, which is the property sitting at the rear of that picture. I'm going to do a quick walk by because I think my picture is real clear, if I could.
Yeah, you're just going to hand them to me and I'll send them down. There you go.
Our property sits in the rear of the parking lot, like several others along Route 54. You have to go through the parking lot to get to our community, which is gated. So there's an egress to go in and out, two lanes with a little keypad in between, so allowing for two rows of traffic. I personally complained all three times to the store in person, to the gentleman here tonight once, and to other people that were at the store when I came home from work on the Wednesday before the Wednesday. They set it up Wednesday to Wednesday for 2 weeks. I asked point blank, did they have a permit? I was given the runaround, so I called our HOA, and I did call the zoning. They, I know, sent somebody out at the Labor Day. It stayed up for the whole 2 weeks. It's been up for 2 weeks, all three times, not the 3 days. It's a safety issue. When the tent is there, the furniture sticks out probably at least from here to the wall. Couches, love seats, chairs. So you've got people milling around in a parking lot, but not in the parking spaces. They're milling in the egress, entry, and exits. You have delivery trucks for both high stakes. You have delivery trucks for the furniture store. And then you have cars just pulling in to look for a parking spot. So, which, when the tent is there, there is none. We're not sure what happened, but the parking lot was repaved 2 months ago. There used to be about 15 spaces there, 14 or 15. Now there are 7. I'm not sure why. That's a whole other question. But the tent itself took up way more than even when there were 2 rows of parking. It goes into the lot, and then people get creative, park along the side. One of the pictures shows a car parked in front of the fire hydrant. We did call state police. Fenwick Island does not cover where we are. They came, he has a report, but they didn't do anything. We actually had somebody park in front of our key button that you couldn't get in or out because somebody actually parked a car there. So we had to try to find the car because you couldn't leave or enter our complex. There, I know one of the other ladies is going to show you, they keep furniture on their sidewalk in front of the store. So you actually have to walk in the street to enter their building because they've got all this furniture outside. And that's like right now. If you went right now, you would see that. So it's just a safety issue. If whether you're walking over to High Stakes, you can't walk on the sidewalk in front of their store because it's full of furniture. You have to walk in the street. Throw a tent in there. Throw Memorial Day and Labor Day in there. And it's a disaster waiting to happen. And we don't want someone to get hurt. You know, we love our community. We have 24 townhouses. We're packed on Memorial Day and Labor Day, not to mention the rest of the summer, but we're really packed. As are High Stakes, and as is the furniture store. There's not enough parking. The tent just makes it worse, you know, and you can't see. If you look at the picture, as you're leaving our entryway, you can't see around the tent, so you don't know if somebody's coming from the other way. If somebody's coming in, if you look at that, you can see how close it is to Route 54. If cars are coming in and going left to go to High Stakes and you're trying to go out, it's a disaster. It's just a matter of time until somebody gets hurt. So what we want is for no one to get hurt. The whole time that we had the drugstore there, we never had any issues. We didn't have parking issues. We just didn't have issues. Yes, the parking lot would get full. People were parked. The tent, it blocks view, sight lines. It just blocks everything. So they have a row of parking along their building, and then there's traffic that moves on the one side, and then there's supposed to be traffic on the other side, and it's just bad.
So let me, if I understand your testimony correctly, then without a tent, it's not typically not an issue regardless of holidays or whatever, or hasn't been.
It gets crowded, but you can see the tent blocks all the sight lines because it's huge.
Okay.
You can't see a car or even a truck on the other side of the tent. It's just, and then you've got people walking. So he's having the furniture sale to attract customers. Well, those people are milling about. So now you've got people standing in a driveway.
And I heard your testimony,
looking
ma'am.
At furniture.
So I'm trying to establish your so it's your opinion that from a safety standpoint, it substantially affects adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Mears.
The pictures you submitted,
yes.
The vehicles in the pictures, were those pictures taken when the tent was there?
Yes. When the tent was there, yes. If you look at the picture.
Maybe you'll have a chance.
If you look at the picture, you can see the one car shown in the second picture at the same time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you look, they're the same. They were taken, boom, right at the same time.
When the tent is there, do you have problems getting in and out of your community?
When the tent is there, yes.
Are you blocked in, or
you
is
have,
it creating inconvenience
yes,
coming
you
and
cannot,
going?
Yes, two cars cannot pass each other on most days to get in and out.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any other questions of this?
Yes, if they move that tent back 10 feet like he was talking about, would that help?
No, because behind the tent, you don't have a lot of room. There's a dumpster back there, and they have a storage trailer up against the back of the property. If he backed it up, you wouldn't be able to go around. It's tight when the tent is there. If he backed it up 10 feet, there wouldn't be enough room for anything, a car or anything, to get around the back.
And it's a road all the way around, supposed to be.
It is.
Okay.
It is.
No other questions?
No questions.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Hi, Sandra Simpkins, and I'm the photographer. So I have some more pictures. I'm sorry I couldn't get them in on time. This one shows the front of the store this past weekend with all the furniture that's in front of the store. So when I walk with my granddaughter, because we were going to go get ice cream at High Stakes,
ma'am,
we had to
It's about the tent.
About the tent.
Okay, but
about
I'm just, okay. But even when the tent is there, you have to walk in the road. You can't get to the sidewalk that's on the side. Okay, that's what I'm saying. You can't get to the sidewalk.
Okay.
So that's this picture. This picture was taken when they were paving. There used to be many more spots. I don't have the picture, but after they paved, they only limited it to 7 spots there. So I think they needed that for their argument. And then you see there are cars parked against the back fence of our development. Okay, now this is without the tent. So when the tent is there, not only do they park against the back, they park against the side. And in order for us to egress out, we have to go to the right of our keypad. And that's very difficult when there are people all walking all around. Sometimes I had to go to the left. And on this picture, it shows you the dumpster in the back, and this car is blocking the exit gate. So instead of opening up where the cars go, we can exit our community through the gate, and the cars were blocking the gate. And this is just more of that.
So when cars are blocking your gate, do you call the tow truck?
Well, you can squeeze. You can open the gate and have to go around. We have called the police and stuff, but they won't do anything.
Really?
Even when the fire hydrant was blocked, I mean, we've tried calling the police, and I have called on all 3 occasions, even though they said that nobody called. We all did call.
Okay.
Okay. And if you have any questions about those pictures, I mean, it is what it is. A matter of fact, somebody followed me through my gate, okay, and they parked on the end, so I knew they weren't from the community, but they had a problem. They couldn't get out. So they had to come knocking on the door. How do I get out? And then the other picture that's there shows a car stopped in front of the tent with their car idling while they ran into the tent to see what was there. And I was coming out. I stopped my car, and I went around to ask somebody who was in charge to make sure that car moved. Okay, so that's the issue when the tent is there. And even when the tent isn't there, there's a parking problem, as you know. Thank you.
What now? Would you repeat that again?
Even when the tent is not there, there's a parking problem in the parking lot, but people don't park in front of our gate when the tent, only when the tent is there. I mean, they just completely, even though I sat on my bike and I said, this is no parking, the people say, where's the sign that it says no parking?
So what I gather from what you just said is that without the tent, there is an adverse effect for parking. When the tent
there's is just there, not enough.
Let me finish.
Okay.
When the tent's there, it becomes a substantially adverse effect. Is that correct?
A safety issue.
Okay. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Anything else?
Mr. Chairman.
Were you going to submit those photos?
Okay.
Yes, Mr. Sharp.
Ms. Simpkins.
Yes.
You're right. I know you've mentioned that there's folks who block the gate. Assuming that it's not blocked, but it's tight, I think as you had mentioned, would the ability of a large, like a fire truck or something like that, being able to access your community, would they be able to get through there?
Yes, as long as there are no cars parked there.
Okay, but when the tent's there, I think your testimony was there's cars parked
absolutely
there.
Cannot get in. Even a car can't get in.
Okay, so a large vehicle would have difficulty, EMT, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, unless they posted somebody out there with orange cones or something that said, you're not allowed to park here. They just all park wherever they can.
Ma'am, let me ask you one other question I didn't ask the previous witness. So the question was raised by the applicant suggested by the applicant that they could move the tent. By moving the tent, in your opinion, does that change things?
Well, it wouldn't open up more parking spots because it would still cover up all the parking. At least against the building, there's 7 spots there.
Uh-huh.
But I still think it would be a safety hazard because the people coming out from the front can't see us coming out from the left.
Okay.
So you really have to crawl or else there's an accident.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm the cleanup batter. Good evening. I'm George Bennett, Treasurer of the Board of Directors. I was a little bit shocked to hear the testimony of the applicant. I personally was in there at least 3 times this past Memorial Day weekend, complaining about the tent. We called the state police on an occasion. There's a record of that call. The trooper was there. I talked to the trooper. I called the fire marshal because they were blocking our fire hydrant. The fire marshal said, call the state police. We call the state police. They come. They don't do anything. So you tell me, folks, what is our community supposed to do? Wait till we have a fire, somebody gets hurt, somebody dies, and then, okay, who do we blame? That's the question. This is a safety issue. We want answers, and we want to know. This gentleman stated he needs his tent so he can survive in business. There are 5 furniture stores within 4 miles of his store. None of those businesses puts up a tent. None of them. How do they survive? So I think that was a very, very poor argument about erecting a tent that severely impacts 60 owners and their family and their friends. We're talking about one person's greed affecting over 100 people. You tell me, is that right? Route 54 is just an accident waiting to happen without this. You folks that are around there, you got a high stakes, Mr. Mears.
Yeah.
You know what it's like. You take your life in your hand entering and exiting. There's no deceleration lane when you're going eastbound.
Sir, that's not caused by the tent.
Has nothing to do with the tent.
I understand that, but it's magnified.
Okay, we'll stick to the tent.
Okay, that's fine.
And the question.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's my testimony.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Yes. So if they were to position the tent elsewhere on the property, you feel that it would still have a substantial adverse effect?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. Any other questions from any other members?
Nope.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Perhaps the applicant would, I'll allow the applicant a couple of minutes of rebuttal if you so desire.
The only thing that I take out of listening to everybody's testimony, I get the blind spots across the back of the building and the front of the building with the tent being there. Would be no different if you did a remodel and added on another 40 foot of store. The spots are going to be the spots. The only thing I disagree with is if you slide the tent over closer to the store and give you more than the 40 feet that you already have to get in and out of the access, you can't tell me that's not going to change anything with the danger or whatever you want to call it. It's going to give you even more room. The parking is the parking. And I can take a picture, and I can come here every Monday night with a picture and show you cars that are parked alongside that container that they're talking about, that are parked in front of the dumpster, if they're not leaving trash at the dumpster, and they're parked all the way across in front of their gate without that tent every weekend. Doesn't matter what month it is. I can bring those same pictures in and show you that if that tent is not there. So the parking is what I keep hearing is the issue. I can't help where people park, and people park in front of the hydrants and where they're not. If I move that tent over, what's going to happen? And I'm willing to move it over, but what's going to happen is where you slide the tent closer to the store, now there's a bigger field. Now we can really park 2 cars deep, which probably will be in the right-of-way, getting in and out of that community behind us. Because people, if you open that up, people are going to park there. Right now, with the tent there, they can't park there because there's a 2-lane traffic coming in and out of that community behind us. But if you slide that tent over and give them room, I guarantee you they will park there.
Okay. Thank you.
That's all I can say.
Thank you. Any other questions?
No.
Well, comparing the tent to adding on to the building isn't a fair comparison because you'd lose the spots to add on to the building. You'd have to relocate the parking spots. You'd have to provide additional parking spots, and you'd have to pass the fire marshal. So it's
that's no. Just, I mean, that's view just, wise. I'm okay. Just talking about view
okay.
Wise.
I thought you were comparing.
No.
Okay.
No,
thank you.
Lord knows it doesn't need to be any more space taken. but view wise, it right. Would be the same thing.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a question, okay. My name is Mr. Chairman. I don't know if anybody else does. I see Mr. Workman's got.
Go ahead.
Do you know if there's an easement? I mean, I presume there's an easement over this, but do you know where that easement area is for their access?
That's a good question.
I don't know. I just know when you come in off of the highway, you have to almost go to the right to go back to theirs, because it's such a diagonally from where the store sits, and the parking lot's over here, but theirs is this way.
Sure, but I mean, they're crossing over the lands that you lease for their access, so because of that, I'm going to presume, and maybe I shouldn't, but they would have to have some sort of easement in order for them to cross over those lands, and that easement area should be kept open. So I guess the thought, and it just struck me because I'm looking at the site plan that was there, and it doesn't appear to show it. Right. I'm just curious as to whether or not what you're proposing encroaches into that area at all. So, okay, just a quick.
And if anything, proposing to move the tent, I would be just moving it the other way, opening it up even further. But where that easement is or whatnot, that I don't know. I just know when the tent's there, there's plenty of room for 2-3 cars to pass each other.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Mr. Workman?
Who owns the parking lot?
I just know the owner's name is John. I don't know his last name. The guy that owns the whole complex.
So you rent spaces for your store? Mm-hmm. So the state pays rent spaces too?
High State pays for 30% of the parking spaces. We pay for 70%. And between us, we pay for the whole place there.
So you pay for the whole place you guys do?
Yes.
Okay. So you're really just swapping around in the I guess it's wintertime. You've not got these specials going on. They're using your parking place.
Oh, they always do.
For that.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. And second thing is, look at the tents. They got hold downs coming right straight down now instead of going out.
Right.
They got different hold downs for that. You have to look at that. So instead of going out so far, they're going straight ones down with barrels. Something to do.
Yeah, we could do that because
to look and keep the
from both sides, that would give us a few more feet to even move it over.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And there is room to move it over. That's why I say I have no problem with moving it over. That's.
But any other time. That tent's not there. That place is packed. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Well, we've heard the opposition, and if you all are ready to vote, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to table this for the next meeting to look at a little bit more.
Okay.
That's right, that. Yep. That's right with everybody else. Everybody else ready to vote? I can vote.
Oh, I can too. But
yeah, I have no issues with tabling it.
Okay. Well, then the motion's been made to table it by Mr. Workman, seconded by Mr. Calloway, and by roll call vote.
I guess before, we're still inclined to table it, we can get together a packet of some of the submissions for you, maybe emailed out.
That'd be good.
I'm sure there's been a lot submitted today.
Right, there was a lot submitted in there. Most of the emails that came in were from over the weekend, but I want to verify that the record is closed.
That's right.
Okay. And that'd be good.
Yes.
And some come in late today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you guys had in front of you, I know we just got a copy for most of the people.
I think that'd be good.
Yeah, that would be good.
Mr. Workman? By roll call vote?
Aye.
Mr. Mears?
Aye.
Ms. McGee?
Aye.
Mr. Calloway?
Aye.
And aye. So case number 12,169 has been tabled. What that means is the board will deliberate on this under old business, our next regular meeting. The hearing is closed. There will be no more testimony or no opportunity to for us to look at additional information. We will just discuss what has been heard tonight. You can certainly welcome to come back and view our deliberation, or you can watch our deliberation on the internet as well.
Okay. So it'll be August 6th.
It's the 6th.
August 6th.
That's right.
Deliberation will be
in this chamber.
In chamber?
Yes.
I didn't know if it was going to be in private.
Oh, no. Everything.
No, everything we do is public.
Yeah.
And it will probably be at the end of the evening. So that's why I say, if you'd like to watch our deliberation on the internet, or you can watch it anytime after that, it's available to you. So, August the 6th.
Okay.
All right. All right, is there any other business?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We are adjourned.